The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing a woman who testifies to her husband's death, and that he died in a situation of great danger. The problem is, she may not be believed because perhaps she says, bit a dummy, that she thinks he's dead. She didn't actually see him definitively die, but she assumes he's dead, and therefore she tells Basin that he's dead. On the one hand, she has a migu. In the case where she was hefzika himolchama ba'olam, we didn't know about this grave danger, so she might have a migu. She didn't have to tell us about the danger at all. Or do we say no, even though she has a migu, still, she may not actually have observed his definitive death. She may just have observed a situation in which he was probably dead. She jumps to the conclusion that he's dead, and she tells Basin he's dead, but it's been a dummy. She thinks he's dead, and she doesn't tell Basin she thinks he's dead. She tells Basin he is dead, but we can't believe her because we suspect that maybe she's only testifying to what she observed with the dummy. Mara brings a raya. Tashma, Yishinu Aleinu Bayis, Yishinu Aleinu Ma'ara. We, she and her husband, were inside a house, inside a cave, and the enemy poured smoke into the cave, and the smoke would have killed anyone inside. So she says, Hu meis? He died. My husband didn't make it out. Vanini talti. I was saved. The Braisa says she's not believed. Why? Why not? The Gemara says because bit a dummy. She assumes he's dead. The Gemara thinks that the reason she's not an amenas is because she assumes, since there was so much smoke, that he's probably dead. So you see that a woman who testifies in a situation of grave danger, about a situation of grave danger, is suspected of testifying bit a dummy. The Gemara says no, here we have a different reason. Shani Hasam, there's no raya from here. To Amar La, just as a miracle was performed for you, you were saved miraculously from the smoke-filled house, maybe your husband too experienced a miracle and made it out alive. The Gemara seems to say that in the context of Aguna, we suspect miracles. We can't conclusively assume somebody's dead if there is the possibility of a miraculous salvation. The problem is, the Gemara later in the Masechta seems to say that we do not consider the possibility of miracles. Mar brings a braisa, daf kuf chaf aleph, tana rabbana, nafa legov arayas, ein meidin alav. If he fell into a lion pit, a den of lions, we cannot testify that he's dead. Maybe they didn't eat him. But lechafurim le'en nechashim bakravim, to a pit full of snakes and scorpions, we can testify. There is a dissenting opinion. Mar brings another braisa, nafa letach kipshon ha'esh, he fell into a flaming furnace, meidin alav. He's definitely dead. We can testify. Liyarim le'ayayin v'shemen, to a cauldron filled with wine or oil, meidin alav, boiling oil, boiling wine, we can testify. He's definitely dead. Earlier in the Mishnah brought Rav Meir, who said, ma'aseh be'echad shenafal lebar ha'gadol, someone fell into a great pit, the great pit, v'alol achash shlosha yamim, he came out alive after 3 days. Rameyer apparently feels we have to be choshesh even for miraculous rescues. But these brises say that at least in certain cases, meidin alav, he's definitely dead. The lions maybe not, but in the kipshon ha'esh, he is dead. The Gemara then discusses Rabbi Meir's shita. The Gemara says, the Rabbanan told Rabbi Meir, ein maskir in maisa nisim. You found one guy who lived after 3 days underwater, that's maisa nisim. The Gemara discusses why. Is it because he had no food? No, people can survive for 3 days without food, as in Megillas Esther. The Gemara says, well, they couldn't survive without sleep for 3 days. What does Rameyer say? Maybe he found kippin al gabe kippin, some kind of protrusions, he was able to sleep. The Rabbanan say there were no protrusions. Rameyer said there was something he could have slept on. So both Rameyer and the Rabbanan seem to agree that a real Maisa Nisim were not chashish for, just that in this case, it's possible that he may have survived without a nes. But in the case of the kipshon ha'esh, meidin alav, because he's definitely dead. For some reason, the case of the lions, not. But the kipshon ha'esh, definitely yes. There is a Yerushalmi which seems to disagree. The Yerushalmi says, Nafa Labar Arayos, also in Meidin Alav, just like the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi gives a reason, Amar Ani, Nasol Nisim Kedaniel. As we say, Mishan Ala Daniel, Begav Arayos. Daniel was saved via Nais from the den of lions. Nafa Lakipshon Eish, he fell into the flaming furnace, in Meidin Alav. The Yerushalmi said, to the Bavli says, we are Meidin Alav for Kipshon Eish. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. The Yerushalmi says, Ein Meidin Alav. Amrani again, Nasil Onesim, Kechanani Mishal Vazaria. Chanani Mishal Vazaria, in the Bible, were saved via miracle from the furnace. Then it talks about Nechashim Vakravim and the other cases. Tosis has a problem. Tosis says that when we discuss the Shita of Rabbi Meir of surviving underwater for 3 days, and the Rabbanan say, Emas Kirin Maisa Nisim, we disregard the possibility of Nais in general. Someone who's underwater for several days is presumed to be dead. Tema Lari. How come in the lions we say, Eme Eden Alav? Mayim Shein Lam Sof, he fell into the ocean. We say Eme Eden Alav. Why? Doesn't it also require a Nais? Tosis says, no, that does not require a Nais. Those cases are not Mamish Maisa Nisim. Maybe the lions weren't hungry. Mayim Shein Lam Sof, maybe he found Flotsam or Jetsam aboard of the ship and escaped. The waves washed him ashore. Miu says Tosfos. Yushalmi says, the Gov shall royos ain meed in a love because of Nais, Daniel. Kivshar Naish ain meed in a love because of Nais, Hanani Mishal Vazaria. So Tosfos says, Yushalmi seems to hold that we are choshish for Nisim. Tosfos seems to indicate that it's Machlokas Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Bavli says we are not choshish for Nisim, just the lions and not really a Nais. Maybe they weren't hungry. He fell into the ocean. Maybe he found a raft. He found flotsam or jetsam to escape. But nisim you're not choshish for. That's why kibshar na'esh is, according to the Bavli, according to the Halacha Me'idin, the Yushalmi explicitly says we are choshish for nisim, like Hananiah, Mishael, Vazari, and Daniel, and therefore even kibshar na'esh is ein me'idin. The Halacha, of course, follows the Bavli, the ein maskirin ma'asin nisim. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazari, we don't take into account the possibility of nisim. There are poskim who say, we'll discuss later, that the Bavli is not chalak on the Yerushalmi, but the Pashtus, most poskim say the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says we are ein maskirin ma'asin nisim, we're not choshish for a nais. So therefore, the question is, what does the Aragim mean on Daf Kuf Tezvav that we tell the woman, just as a nais happened to you, a nais happened to your husband, we're not choshish for nisim. So why here are we choshish for a nais that the husband miraculously escaped the snake-filled house? Obviously, the smoke-filled house. Obviously, we're talking about a house that was so full of smoke, the situation was so dire, it's clear from the Gemara he could not have escaped without a nais. So why are we choshish for Maisa Nisim here? So we find in the Achronim three basic terutim, or groups of terutim, to this stira. The stira that on Daf Kuf Tezvav we are choshish for a nais, and elsewhere, later in the Masechta, we're not choshish for Nisim. The first approach of the Nesivos L'Sheves, other Achronim, is really we are not choshish for Nisim, ever. What does the Gemara mean that we tell her that just as an ace happened to you, an ace happened to him? That's just something we tell her. Really, the Gemara means, and in this case, she says, b'didami. We say, on the contrary, because it would have had to be an ace for you to escape, al-karchok, you're not telling us the truth. You're telling us my husband is definitely dead because it was impossible for anybody to survive all the smoke in the house. We tell her, well, you got out. So if an ace happened to you, an ace would have happened to him. It doesn't mean, the Nesivos L'Sheves, that's the Haflaz Sefer, or Pinchas Horowitz, it doesn't mean that since a nais happened to her or a nais happened to somebody else. It means, really, we believe it must not have been quite so dire as she says. She's saying, but a dummy. Really, it was possible to escape. Proof, because she got out. So we infer from her getting out that it wasn't really a situation of nais. It was really quite possible to escape, and the husband may have escaped. Why do we use the word nais? We tell her, look, you're telling us it was a nais. Maybe he had a nais too. That's just what we tell her. But really, we don't believe it was a nais. Really, we believe that the situation was not nearly as lethal as she thought it was. And in Achinami says the Nesivos L'Sheves, if two Edim would tell us that there was smoke in the house and nobody could have escaped, Edim generally, we don't have a problem with B'didami. B'didami is only something for the Isha or an Eid Echad. Two Edim, we don't have the possibility of B'didami. If two Edim would say the husband was trapped in the house and it was impossible for anyone to escape, even if we saw one person escape, it wouldn't make a difference. Because we're not Choshish for Nisim. He got out, that's an outlier, that's a Nais. Doesn't change that, doesn't change the Halacha. The Halacha is, we're not Choshish for Nisim. If two Edim would tell us, and there's no possibility but a dummy, that the smoke situation was so dire that nobody should have been able to escape, even if someone did, the husband is still presumed dead. It's only in this case, where it's an Isha, it's an Eid Echad, and an Isha, we say but a dummy, and even though we use the word Nais, that's just the words we tell her. You say it was a Nais, good, a Nais happened to him too, but really it's not a Nais, really we believe on the contrary, because it would have been impossible for anyone to get out, and yet you did. We believe that you're not quite telling the truth, you're Meshakeres, you're saying but a dummy. You're not telling it to us accurately. Really, the situation was not dire, not so dire, and that's how the husband got out. This is also the position of the Ezras Yehuda, who says that it's just something we tell her. We tell her, Lahafas Daita, we tell her, you're telling us that you got out. Okay, so it was a nace, so it happened to him too. Really, she's Mishakaris. That's Damrina-law. We tell her, a nace happened to you, a nace happened to him. It doesn't say that Basin says to themselves, a nace happened to him. It says, we tell her, look, you think a nace happened to you, a nace happened to him. But really, again, we don't believe she's telling the truth. really we believe the situation was not lethal, and that's how she escaped. That's how she escaped, and that's maybe how he escaped too. This is also the opinion of the Gaon, Rabbi Yehuda Leib of Tirelson, in his Atzei Levanon. He says, again, it's a stira. The Gemara later says, we're not choshish for Nisim, so why here are we choshish? He says, kishin and dachteg, ain kan stira klal. There's really no contradiction at all. Of course we're not choshish for Nisim, literal Nisim, lamal me'ateva. We're certainly not choshish for Nisim. It's just damrinan lo, we tell her that. We tell her that you had an ace, he had an ace too. We tell her that, lahaf is daita. She wants to call it an ace, we'll call it an ace. But really, again, really it's heder nemanusa, we don't trust her. We say it's bidadami. That's the first approach to the sugya. The reason the Gemara says we're choshish for an ace is because it doesn't really mean ace. It means we don't trust her, that the situation was quite so lethal, quite so dire. She calls it an ace, we call it an ace. But the real answer is that it was not actually quite so desperate a situation as she makes it sound, and because she's a woman and an eid echad and the wife, therefore we don't necessarily trust her, we say she says bit of dummy. But in a chinami, if two eidim would say, if it was absolutely impossible, we would not be choshish for nisim at all, just as we're not choshish later in the Masechta. A second approach is that when the Gemara says nes, that's a term loosely used. We don't mean literal nes in the sense of real miracle. We mean nes the way people use the word nes. It was a miracle. He was miraculously saved, a medical miracle. This is the position suggested by the Shulchan Aruch Harav and his Tshuvas. He says when the Gemara says l'zidei es rachesh nisa, eino nes mamish ushinu teva kikiv shana esh. We don't mean ushinu teva. We're not choshish for a shinu teva. Eli says, mikri neis b'loshem b'nei adam. That's what people call neis. It's not just colloquially, he says. Even Chazal used the word neis in this context. A couple of examples, he says, al nisim of Purim. Chanukah, I guess, there was a neis of the shaman was a real neis. But Purim, he says, Purim was Rabban b'yad ma'atim. Okay, not Rabban b'yad ma'atim. It was just the neis of the Megillah, that Haman had a downfall, Mordechai was successful, Esther was chosen for the queen. So that's a nes nister. Hashem was mesavivit, but that's not a nes in the sense of l'malam yidarach ha-teva. So even Chazal, he says, use the word nes in that context. Another example he brings from Hilchos Brachos in Arachayim. It says that if a person was miraculously saved, he makes the bracha of Baruch Shanasli nes makom hazeh. It doesn't mean a real nes of l'malam yidarach ha-teva. It means a miraculous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means something we call a nes. That's all the Gemara means. When the Gemara tells her it was a nace, we don't mean it was literally a nace of l'mala midarach ha-teva. We mean it was something very unlikely, something, a great chesed, a great, something unexpected, but not an actual nace. The Aruch HaShulchan also learns this way. The Aruch HaShulchan says, ein ha-pirish nace gomer, because we know elsewhere we're not choshish for nace gomer. Ein maskir ma'asin nisim. Ke'ein nace, shamata makam li-malet. It's like a nace, she escaped, but we don't mean literally a nace of l'mala midarach ha-teva. And the truth is, there are a number of other Akhrarim who adopt a similar approach. They want to argue that even the Yushalmi doesn't actually mean, the Yushalmi says that if a person fell into a Kivshan, we're not Me'idin because he might have survived a Kivshan. The Bavli says, nobody survives a Kivshan, so we can be made. Yushalmi says he might have had an ace, like Hanani Mishal Vazariah. So there are a number of Akhrarim who say that even the Yushalmi does not mean that we're literally choshish for an ace, l'malami derech ha-teva. That's the Arazim. That the Arazim also says you have the stira between our Gemara that says we are choshish for a nes, the later Gemaras that say we're not choshish for a nes. He also says that Avada, even the Yerushalmi says we are choshish for a nes, certainly doesn't mean a nes of l'malam yidarach ha-teva. A complete nes, shalok yidarach ha-teva, legamri, certainly not. He says that, ein lo davar sof, if you say that, then you're choshish for literal nisim that are literally l'malam, the outside yidarach ha-teva, real supernatural occurrences. How do you ever know somebody's dead? Elio and Elisha brought people back to life. Even if he saw the guy's dead, maybe he was resuscitated. That's a discussion of Achronim, whether their wives would actually be mutter if they were dead and then resuscitated. I guess he's assuming that their wives would still be prohibited to remarry if they were resuscitated after he's dead. Story of Odizarov, the slave of Antoninus that was brought back to life again. So he says, of course, we don't mean that a real nes, l'malami derech ha-teva, absolute derech ha-teva, will choshish for. We just mean, when our Gemara says nes, it means a nes which is sort of keneged ha-teva. The Tshuvas Marim Padua, who follows this approach, says it's actually not keneged ha-teva at all. Very similar to the other approach of the Graz and the Aruch HaShulchan. When we say nes, we don't mean something which is nes that we're choshish for, it's rachish nisa. We don't mean something which is really keneged ha-teva. We mean something which, as the common parlance, is miraculous. But something which is really shalok yidarach ha-teva, certainly we're not going to be choshish for, even according to the Yerushalmi. And the proof of that to Arazim and the Marim Padua is because Ein L'Davar Sof. We find a similar approach in the Amudei Eish, the basin of Aishashak. He doesn't even discuss the stira between the two Gemaras. He just says it's certainly true that the Yerushalmi, that Choshesh for Neis, does not really mean Shloga Derech HaTeva. And as opposed to the Eshe Arazim, who argues Ein L'Davar Sof, he argues the Yerushalmi Minei Ubei. He points out that the Yerushalmi itself says there are certain cases where we are made. And the Yerushalmi says that in a Yoram Le Yayin B'Shemen, there are different Nesos in the Yerushalmi, but according to the Nusach he prefers, it says we are made, and he fell into the boiling cauldron of oil or wine. We're going to be made. How can we be made, he says. Maybe there was a nace. Once you're dealing with real nisu, maybe Malachim came and cooled it off. The kind of nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do, L'mal Midarach HaTeva, again, Ein L'Davar Sof, but in the case of the Yerushalmi Gufa, the Yerushalmi has cases where it agrees that we can be made. So even the Yerushalmi, again, even the Yerushalmi, when it says b'choshesh for a nace, it doesn't mean an absolute nace, chutz midarach hateva entirely. It means something which is very, very implausible. Something which is a sibah rechoka ma'od. Yeah, and again, he brings the example of Purim. He says Chazal called Purim a nace. They didn't mean that it was something that was mamish l'mala midarach hateva, like somebody surviving in a kibshon eish. They meant it was something that that we say shas anisim labaseinu, even though it was al yedei gilgule tirufei sibas, there was cause and effect, tivias, there were natural elements to it. But legodel haflaga, because of the great wondrousness of it, ro vehevinu kolafsei arach meis Hashem haisa zos. Everyone saw the Yad Hashem. That's what we mean by nes. It was a relatively transparent Yad Hashem. But that's Yerushalmi. That's your Meir Shita, who says Yechoshesh she survived, that someone survived in the water. That's the Shita of the Yerushalmi. That's all we mean. And even Tosfos, that's the Arazim and the Amudei Eish point out the language of Tosfos, who says that the Yerushalmi Tchoshesh for Neis, he doesn't just say that the person can sit in the Kibshon Eish for 2 weeks and survive unscathed. Tosfos' language is that Choshen Shema Nasilo Neis Tichanani Mishol Vazaria wrote to Lomar Shenofo Be'eish Ubarach Lomar Eish Meshomeni. He somehow escaped the Eish. Because again, Tosfos clearly doesn't mean that he sat there in the Eish like the salamander of Chazal, and stayed there unburnt. It means somehow he got out, he jumped out, he found the coals, he jumped on the wood, he leaped out. That's sort of a nace in the sense that it's a wild, unexpected scenario, but it's not a nace in the sense of Shalok HaDarach HaTeva. So this is the second approach to the steer in the two Gemaras. The idea that when our Gemara says it's Rachesh Nisa, it doesn't literally mean something L'mal HaDarach HaTeva, it means like Purim, something we call a nace because it was a great salvation, a great, unexpected, unusual salvation, but not actually a nace of Shloka Derech HaTeva. And when the Gemara later says, Ein Maskirin Masa Nisim, the Gemara means something which is actually physically impossible, which would have to be literally a miracle for it to occur. And according to some Achronim, even the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that we're choshesh for an actual nace, even though the Yerushalmi says, like Hanani Mishal Vazaria and Daniel, it doesn't really mean an actual nace of Shloka Derech HaTeva. It's just B'Lashem Guzma. It means we're choshesh even for very implausible things, but we're not actually choshesh for out-and-out miracles. The third approach to the stira, perhaps the most interesting approach, is the approach of the Chein Tov and the Stei Yitzchak. They learn that in a chinami, we're not choshesh for nisim, we're not choshesh for miracles. However, in a case where two people are in exactly the same situation, and one makes it out, so that's a miracle. So if a miracle happened to one, a miracle may have happened to the other two. Now, the Nesivos Lashev, as we mentioned earlier, rejects this pshat. He says, well, we know miracles happen to Hanani Mishael Vazaria. That didn't impress Chazal. Chazal didn't say, okay, if it happened to them, it could happen to anybody. So what's the difference if it happened to somebody 500 years ago or if it happened to somebody next door? You have a miracle, so Hashem made a miracle. That doesn't change our assumption for who lives and who dies. L'maisa, it's a miracle. L'maisa, we're not choshesh. But the Chein Tov says no. The Chein Tov apparently held that just because it happened to Hanani Mishael Vazaria in biblical times, fine, that doesn't change our calculus about whether to be choshesh for nisim. But if it actually happened to the guy sitting next to the Reuven in the fire, if Reuven and Shimon are both in the same fire and Reuven makes it out, then Shimon may have made it out too. Once you see a nace happen to one, you choshesh for a nace that happened to the other one. That's the answer to the stira, that the Gemaras later that say that Emas Kirin Ma'asin Nisim, that means in general Emas Kirin Ma'asin Nisim. But if two people are in exactly the same situation, the same Kibshon Eish, the same bias full of smoke, the same snake pit, and one of them makes it out, so it's an ace, good. But if an ace happened to him, an ace could have happened to the other one too. This is also the shita of the Stei Yitzchak, that, again, normally the house was so full of smoke, it was impossible for anybody to survive. We tell her, look, you made it out of the house, So what are you telling us? An ace must have happened to you. Well, if an ace happened to you, it could have happened to your husband, too. What's actually the Hesber in this? Why isn't the Nesivos Leshevos correct, according to the Chaim Tov, that just because it happened to Chanan Mishael Vazaria, it doesn't mean it happened to you, it's just because it happened to a guy 10 feet away. That's an ace. Okay, we don't know what to do with that. He must have had special zchuyos. What does it have to do with you? Self kol self, why should we say the nace happened to you? So, the Otzer Poskim brings from one of the Achronim a Kabbalistic idea that somehow once the nace is in the air, the nace could have happened to you too somehow. But perhaps you can say, B'derek Pshat, a much simpler approach. That we have various Gemaras that say, even when two Eidim tell us something, if we have overwhelmingly compelling Chazakas or circumstantial evidence that the Eidim are not telling the truth, we disregard the Eidim. For example, the Gemara in Ksuva says that if two Eidim say that a certain woman was a Basula when she got married, but there's also a Chazaka, the Gemara suggests that kol hanis is Basula yesh la kol, anyone who is married as a Basula has a kol, and this woman had no kol, we say hani sadi shakri ninhu. There are other Gemaras like that. Rav Elchanan talks about this, that it's clear from the Gemara that even based on a Chazaka, not certainly Bahari Baraglav, if two Eidim say Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walks in, obviously the Eidim are lying. But even in a case where it's not directly contradicted by fact, just we have a Chazaka, we have reason to believe that it's clear to us from our understanding of the world that what the Eidim are saying is not true, we disregard the Eidim. We say, Al-Karcha, the Eidim are not telling the truth, even though Eidim are the gold standard, Trei Kameya, Einach HaShne Eidim Klum, not quite true. Sometimes we reject the Eidim in favor of the fact that we know must be true, unlike the Eidim, different from the Eidim. So the Chaim Tov may have understood that, let's say two Eidim come and say, the smoke was so intense it's impossible anybody could have survived. Okay, two Eidim tell us that, we believe them. Two Eidim don't say b'dedami, they're telling the truth, and we don't consider the possibility of anybody surviving. However, as soon as we know that one person made it out, we say, look, the Eidim al-Karchach are not telling the truth. The Eidim's claim that it was impossible for anybody to escape is clearly not true, because Reuben made it out. So in spite of the fact that Eidim say it was impossible, the Eidim must not be telling the truth. Once they're not telling the truth, either not necessarily because they're maliciously lying, perhaps because they misjudged the situation, they were terrified by the smoke, they're not experts on judging smoke, whatever the reason is, once the Eidim clearly have been shown to have told us something that wasn't true, we can no longer consider their testimony as quite so foolproof. So therefore, we say, Ki hechidis rachish lanisa, if she made it out, then al karchach, the statement that it was impossible must not be true, whether it was she herself who said it or whether it was two Eidim who said it. Once we see that she made it out, al karchach, the assessment, whoever's assessment it was, our assessment, the Eidim's assessment, Basin's assessment, whoever's assessment was that it was impossible, has been shown to be incorrect. Once it's incorrect, we have to entertain the possibility that her husband made it out too. So these are the three approaches to understanding the Gemara of why all of a sudden here we're choshish for nisim, why the Gemara says we consider the possibility that it's rachish nisa, even though generally we don't. A, that we're not actually considering a nace here too, we just say she says b'dedami, she's only neid echad, we don't trust her, we don't trust what she says at all, she's just making stuff up, she thinks she's probably dead, so she says he's definitely dead, and we tell her nisa because that's what she says. You say it's a nace, okay, a nace happened to him, but really it's not an issue of nace at all, it's just that we don't trust her. The second approach is nace is being used here in a fairly loose sense, we don't actually mean literal miracle, supernatural miracle, we just mean a wonderful, rare, and unexpected occurrence of salvation. And the third pshat is, no, even a nace that normally we're not choshish for, once we see that it happened to someone else in this exact situation, in this situation in front of us, we have to be choshish that it happened to the other one too, that the husband made it out and is actually still alive, even though that would be a nace.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.